Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I'm your host, Adri P. If you're new here, thank you so much for stopping by to check out the podcast. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much and I appreciate the heck out of you. I am super jazzed about today's episode. It is our first write-in submission. I'm so stoked. As I mentioned in last week's episode, I read this email as I was sitting in a subway before I was going on a bike ride, and I was just giddy with excitement, and I was like squealing, and I was like, oh my God, honey, oh my God. Madison had just come out of the bathroom, and I was like, look it, I got my like first write-in submission, like look at this, honey, like, oh my gosh. So I'm super excited to share this with you guys. Let's just get into it. Here we go. First write-in submission. Also, the author of this email did express that they wanted to be kept anonymous, so I have changed their name to Sam. Starts off, hi, Adri. I'm not sure how to start off a write-in email, but I wanted to write in for the podcast because I thought you could be of great help. Well, I really hope I could be of great help. I found your TikTok page, and then I found your podcast, and I listened to a bunch of episodes, and they have helped me out a lot. That is exactly my goal with the podcast, my TikTok page, my Instagram. Anything I put out into the world, all I want it to do is to help people. I talk about hard things because I think there's a lot of conversations that we aren't having as a society. So I'm so happy you found my TikTok page and that it pushed you to the podcast. Anyone else who is here from TikTok, hello. Welcome to the Yellow Pod. I'm really glad you're here. She states, but anyways, not to ramble on too long, I wanted to write in about a problem I've had recently. For a bit of context, I'm a high school sophomore who struggled a lot with mental health issues last year into the early months of this year that originated from a lack of contact with people since COVID started my seventh grade year. Hold up. You are now a sophomore in high school and COVID started your seventh grade year? Dang. I mean, it makes sense, but like when you put it in those terms, like seventh grade to sophomore in high school, wowza. I'm very sorry that you're time in school like was affected by this. Like I felt weird once the end of college kind of changed for me and everyone moved off campus, but I can't even imagine like going through like middle school and high school dealing with COVID. Like that's a whole nother topic. To get to the main point, last March I made a good friend that helped me out a lot, but I recently have been feeling a lot of anxiety. I've been feeling like I'm not really their friend and like I'm just kind of there in the background and I'm not sure what to do about it. I think the problem stems from my issues from the first few months of school before I met her when I did not really have any good friends. I just have the feeling that she prefers her other friends over me and that she would much rather talk and hang out with them instead of me. And I don't know who to talk to for help with these feelings, so I decided to write in because I thought you could be of help. I'm not really sure how to end this other than I would like to remain anonymous. I hope you can help and I wish you well. Kind regards, Sam. Thank you, Sam, for writing in and being vulnerable. Like, first off, that's like really brave of you to just like write into a complete stranger. Let's dive into this. I have so much to say on this. Let's go. The first approach I want to take to this is like bringing up my personal experience being in high school and things like that. When I was in high school, granted, COVID wasn't a thing, but I didn't really have a set like friend group. I honestly don't think I had like a best friend because same as you, I always felt like there were other people that they would prefer to hang out with. And that kind of snowballed into me just like not even really putting in any effort to hang out with people outside of school. I was on the POM team, in student council, and in like various like clubs and things like that. And I was a very outgoing person who was friendly to a lot of people. And I think that also kind of made it hard for me to find just like one single friend group because I was friendly with so many people. And I didn't really fit in with the popular kids, but I didn't really fit in with like the band kids, and I didn't really fit in with like, I don't know, just like the different groups and niches of kids that all just create one giant conglomerate, which is high school. And I remember me and my two friends that had made the POM team together as freshmen. We were the only three that have ever made the varsity POM team as freshmen. So we kind of created like a little squad. But even then, with the three of us, it always felt like the other two would prefer to like hang out without me. And I was just kind of like dead weight to them. And a lot of this has to do with like my own opinion of myself, especially in high school. I thought I was like annoying and I was weird. And if I backtrack, I was like the kid who was weird in like middle school, and like people didn't really like me, and I didn't really like, I don't know, I tried to fit in, but it didn't really, I just didn't. And I didn't know how to properly kind of like come across to people that I wanted to be their friend. And I don't know, I was just always like a little bit like put on the sidelines. Fast forward to high school, and I still felt like I was on the sidelines to people. And it wasn't that they were directly putting me there. I was kind of putting myself there. I was like, oh, I already know my place. I'm like the person that's just like friends with everyone. I get invited to things every now and then. Cool, whatever. And I think me putting myself in that place and having the lack of confidence really affected how I viewed my friendships, because I specifically remember bringing up kind of the same issue that our friend Sam is saying here, is that they feel like they would prefer, like their good friend would prefer to hang out with other people, and they're kind of always like a second option. And I brought this up to my two friends that I, we kind of became like a little squad of three. I brought it up to them and they were like, no, like that's not the case. Like we love having you around. Like, please hang out with us whenever you want. Like we, like that's not the case. And I just never believed them, because I, in my brain, I was still that person who was like sitting on the sidelines and like didn't really have a lot of friends. And it did honestly cause like some beef between us, because I was like, you guys are lying. Like you're not, like, I don't feel valued as a friend. And this is when we can kind of think about like action versus words, like words, like when someone says one thing and then their actions mean another, and that kind of thing. And as an adult, a semi-adult, I don't really consider myself like a full-grown adult yet. I have learned that if someone's actions don't match up with their words, and if you constantly feel like you're a second option to someone, that's how it is. That's the reality of the situation. Like, their actions speak louder than their words. I can also recall talking about this with someone. I honestly think it was like an older cousin of mine or something. And I was like, I just feel like I don't have any solid friends. Like, and they were like, well, why do you think that? And I was like, I don't know. I'm just like annoying. I'm weird. No one really wants to be around me. And because of this self-depreciation thing that I was doing, it really did show up in real life. Like, I kind of manifested my own thing. And my cousin was like, high school is a weird time. And I know high school seems like the end all be all of your life in this moment, especially when you're in high school. And it's really hard to imagine like what life looks like outside of high school. But I can promise you that like everything that's going on in high school does not matter once you graduate. It's gone. It feels like so much right now because you're in it. High school is your life. Once you graduate, like you got the whole damn world at your fingertips. You can go to college, you can move away and go to college, you can move away just to move away, you can like not even move that far but still like stay in the same state. Like there's so many opportunities for you to meet so many different people, and high school can feel so hard when you're in high school. Because it's your whole world. You wake up, you go to school, you go home, you do homework, and you go to bed. And then you wake up, you go to school, you do homework, and you go to bed. Like, that's all it is. Your whole life revolves around high school. And my cousin did tell me, those who make you feel like a second option should never really be your number one. And because I was in high school, I was like, yeah, okay. Like, my high school, our graduating class had 411 people in it. Like, our high school wasn't that big. So I was like, I don't really have much of a choice of, like, who I get to be friends with here. So, like, I got to find a friend somewhere. And that advice, those who make you feel like a second option should never be your number one, did not really click into my brain until after I graduated high school. And I can remember trying to make friends in high school, and that shit is hard because everyone's talking to everyone. People are talking behind other people's backs. Like, thinking about being in high school now makes my skin crawl because it's so catty. At least where I was from, we all went to school from like preschool all the way through high school. So everyone knew each other and everyone was always talking shit about the other. And even now, like as an adult, it's still hard to make friends because if you think about it, we are all humans experiencing a different human experience, essentially. And in high school, everyone is trying to be the same. Everyone is trying to keep up with the trends, trying to wear the coolest things, newest shoes, hairstyles, the way that they come across. Like in high school, everyone wants to be too cool for school. And it was really hard, especially being for someone who, like, those weren't really things that I cared about. Like in high school, I was more just like, I felt like I was also set apart and sidelined because I didn't want to be doing the same things that other kids were doing. And it's not to be like, oh yeah, I'm not like other kids. It's literally just like I had no commonality with these other people, which also then made me feel like I was just kind of existing in the background of different friend groups. And if I were to think about being in high school now, especially with COVID and everything, like it would be very hard. Like props to you, Sam, and any other kid out there who was in school and like going through school during COVID. Like And I did look up a statistic for this podcast because I was in this episode. I was very interested in knowing this statistic around this. And in 2022, teens are more likely to spend time with their online friends. Like 88% of teens spend more time online with their online friends outside of school than they do with like their in-person friends. And I think that's because we have become like bonkers with social media. Like you can connect with someone who's literally thousands and thousands of miles away and never actually meet them in person, but you feel closer to them because you have more common ground with them, or you share more of the same interests versus someone who lives down the street from you and you've known since you were 5 years old. And I think that is also like, it's a blessing and a curse, because if 88% of teens, like that's, I don't remember how many teens they used in this specific study, but if 88% of them are spending more time online with their online friends, then like what does that look like in high school? Like no one's talking to each other, but then at the same time, it's great because they're finding people that they share a lot of common things with, and they are finding their group of friends. It just happens to be online. Another thing I want to add is that we change very often, and one thing I've learned, especially in college, I think I really learned this, is that my friend group and the people who I call friends is not always going to stay the same because we are constantly changing and evolving, and our likes and our dislikes are going to kind of change and things like that. And sometimes we outgrow our friends at the time. And like, there's nothing wrong with it. It just means that our human experience is changing and our paths are not aligning anymore. And I think that's okay. But applying that to like high school and high school age, I can see how that can be very stressful and cause a lot of anxiety. And I think this would give Sam a really good opportunity to kind of learn more about themselves. And maybe you just outgrew those friends. And the reason it's not feeling like you're being valued and things like that is it's just not, you've outgrown them. You don't have any more commonality with this group, and you can just take the chance, learn more about yourself, and kind of put yourself out there to find other friends, whether that be online or it could be in person. But if you are finding friends online, please, please, please be safe, like stranger danger online, because We all know how creepy that gets. But really just take this as an opportunity to kind of check in with yourself and be like, maybe like the things that I like have changed, and maybe I just don't have any common ground with these friends anymore. On the topic of change, this kind of segues into it, but my girlfriend taught me this. I did not learn this lesson about friends until like maybe 2 years ago. You have different friends for different reasons, correct? Not one single person is going to fulfill all of the needs that you need from a platonic friendship relationship. And it's okay to like have friends that you do homework with, and then you have friends that you like go to the football game with, and then you have friends that go like, I don't know, play chess or checkers or something. There, it's okay to have different friends for different needs, because those friends are fulfilling that need. And then you have another friend who's fulfilling the other need. We are all humans who have needs that have to be met. And a lot of the times I feel like people who have different friends and their ability to kind of be friends with a lot of different people are looked at as like, oh, they're not like authentic and genuine. But realistically, I'm getting what I need out of this friend group. And then because I wanted to go to the football game on Friday, maybe next Friday comes, I'm like, I don't want to go to the football game. I would rather stay home and watch a movie. But I'm not going to have my friends who want to go to the football game come over to watch a movie, because that's not the vibe they're on. They would rather be out, be social, be going crazy, having fun at the football game. And that's fine. I'm going to stay home and have a movie night and maybe invite my other friends who are more low key and like to stay in. There's different people are going to fulfill different needs in your life. And it's okay to acknowledge that this person doesn't fulfill all of the things, because you can't put that pressure on one person. You can't expect one single person to check all of your boxes and fulfill every single need of yours, especially in platonic relationships. And the last approach I want to take to this is just talk to your friend. Just be like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. I just feel like I'm kind of background noise. I don't really feel valued in this friendship. And that can go two different ways. It can go great and it can go south. And either way, you have learned more about your friend and the value that you bring to them. And then you can take that information and do what you wish. If it goes south, then you know what? That person was not meant to be in my life. And maybe it doesn't even have to be a bad thing. Just as much as you've changed and you've grown, your friend could have changed and grown. And if things go great, then you guys are just building a stronger friendship. And I think part of building a strong relationship with anyone, whether it's platonic or romantic, is talking about hard things and being able to be open and vulnerable and listening to one another and valuing the information that they are saying to you and really letting it sink in rather than just word vomiting back and forth to each other, but really hearing the other and valuing what they are telling you. And that's pretty much it. That's all the word vomit I got for our friend Sam. I really hope I helped even in the slightest bit. Props to you for going through 7th grade all the way to your sophomore year in high school through COVID. I can't imagine how that must feel. Do not feel like you're alone. There are so many people, and I know this sounds like, I can remember hearing like my mom or someone tell me this in high school, like there's so many people out in the world, like you're going to meet so many people once you graduate. And it's like, no, I'm right in the now, right now I'm in high school and I feel so alone. I promise you, you're not alone. And your right squad of people is just waiting for you. And just, if people aren't valuing you, don't keep them around. Don't entertain them. There's no point in it. Life is way too damn short to just entertain like surface level mediocre friendships. That's pretty much it. Thank you so much for writing in though and taking the time. Like, I think it's so crazy that because of TikTok, you found my podcast, which led you to write in. Like, it is so crazy to me. And it just gets me so excited every single time I like talk about it and like, woo! If you have anything you want featured on the podcast, send it to my email at adriannapollock12@gmail.com. It can be any funny, happy, sad story, a situation you need some advice on, or maybe you just have some life advice that you want to share with other people. Email it over to me. Please let me know if you wish to stay anonymous. Put the subject line TYP, write-ins, and also let me know your pronouns so I don't use the incorrect pronouns for any person. I'm so grateful for Sam and just kicking off our write-in submissions. I really hope more of you send me some because I love doing these and I think it's so fun. Sam, please let me know. Feel free. You don't have to. Respond back to my email. Let me know if I helped you in any way. I would love to know how you're feeling about the situation after you listen to this episode. And any new homies here, thank you so much for checking it out today. And I really hope you enjoyed your time here. With that being said, as always, I am your host, Adri P. Thank you for stopping by and hanging out today. If you're a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you. Anyways, I will catch you all next week. Later, skaters.